grass, gunja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Well, hello there, Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store up on K Road.
Well, kia ora, Johnny.
It's all going up there at the moment. Is it the Drug Foundation is the name of the organisation that does all the testing up there?
Yes, up at the Hemp Store right now. We have the Drug Foundation in the shop running a pop-up substance check-in clinic, and quite busy, in fact. Definitely a service that's in demand, shall we say. Good at providing a really good service, I think. And they're going to be up there every month for the rest of the year. For next month on, it'll be on the first Thursdays. But today, right now, till 6 o'clock.
You're saying you've seen some interesting stuff come through?
Oh, some weird things. And that's why I just think, wow, this is such a great service. You know, the strange things that are often in there, you know, with the actives that people think they have, and they could well be present, but it could be other stuff in there too. But also some cannabis, and you people have often said to me, you know, why should I even come into this? Or, you know, oh, that's for people who take those things that can kill you and all that. And you know, I know my weed. I know how to smoke it. But I'm always like, well, A, there's the strength. B, there's what else could be in it, the adulterants and things. But C, just looking at this thing that came in today, it was purple, but, you know, it looked kind of like a dried flower that wasn't cannabis. And I couldn't, me of all people, I couldn't say for sure that was cannabis right in front of me. So they tested it, put it under the little machine that goes ping, and it came back with THC. And but also, weirdly, drum roll, grey crayon. Admittedly, the machine just does look for like the closest match. This could have been something that naturally occurs in this particular cannabis, but it could be an adulterant. So that one will be going off to the lab for some further testing. And what a great thing. This is all on the government, by the way. I mean, you know, government paying for it. This is a free service, confidential, legal. You're legally protected. You actually can't be busted. You can't be searched if you come in. It can't be used against you. So what a great thing. Why wouldn't you, you know? So I even, you know, brought in the old tea last week and that. So I've dropped off a little bit of the old legal bud that's been prescribed to me and getting them to test that. And let's just see how close it is to what the label says. You know? Yeah, it's great.
Excellent.
Surely we're anticipating that's going to be pretty close.
I think it will be spot on. Yeah. You know, but it'd be nice to know. Yeah, it'd be nice to know.
Definitely.
Chris, where are we starting with the news this week?
Well, let's keep on the Drug Foundation, because they put out a report this week, authored with the Helen Clark Foundation, that was advocating for a health-based approach to all drugs. Now, of course, methamphetamine got all the headlines, but they're talking about all drugs, so this includes cannabis. The government hasn't quashed it outright, to their credit. I think if there was perhaps a blue party in, they'd just be like, nah. So at least, you know, we've got to give Andrew Little credit for at least thinking about it. He's asked his officials to go away and have a look into this. But he did qualify it, and this is what I was concerned about. He sort of fronted his response by saying that the public's vote in the cannabis referendum, you know, which was 50-50 legalisation for and against. He says, well, that shows there's no public appetite for decriminalisation.
This is just so bullshit.
It's weird.
That's full legalisation, a full legal cannabis market within a gnat's whisker of
a bill that he was in charge of, that his officials authored, that he led, that he wouldn't let Chloe have input into, and other people. Everyone else was kind of shut out of key decisions, while him and his little group came up with the bill and put it to the vote, and it narrowly lost. And then, as we've said before, he's still kind of sulking over it. It's like he's taken personal offence that people didn't like his bill. Well, you know, get over it. We're talking about a different thing now. This is decriminalisation for all drugs, which for all intents and purposes is kind of almost in practice, but it's not been done properly, right? It's down to the discretion of the cops and whether they think something serves the public interest. Well, police actually have a definition of the public interest, and the likelihood of you doing it again means that they will prosecute.
Oh, okay.
So if they come up to you and say, oh, you've got some weed on you, are you going to keep doing this? And you're like, hell yeah, well, they will arrest you. They won't apply the discretion.
Sorry, so that kind of sucks, doesn't
it? That really sucks. Yeah. You have to be all like, oh, no, I'll never do it again. And then hopefully they'll let you go. Or if you look like how they want you to look or whatever it is. So, you know, we've got to do this properly. Good on the Drug Foundation too. They're also talking or calling on the government to have safe consumption spaces. And again, this has been aimed at, you know, at the front of the pointy end is things that cause overdoses and methamphetamine and things like that. But if we take it a step further, this could be applied to safe consumption spaces for cannabis too, which is the Spanish model of the cannabis social club, where it's getting people off the street and breaking that connection to organized crime and to gangsters, which whether people think it or not, no matter how much people think, I get it off my mate who grows it organically, the chances are gangs are somewhere in your supply chain, you know, unless you are growing your own. So it's about breaking that connection, you know, and breaking that connection with the harder drugs too, which is the kinds of things that those guys want to peddle on people, you know. So good on them for doing this. This is fantastic. And hopefully the government will give that a good consideration.
Just a quick poll with the listeners. Anyone out there in the last decade or so been to a tinny house and been offered something else while you were there? Let us know, 5395. You know, interested to hear from you.
Right on. Well, how can we segue from that? Speaking of offerings, I guess, and that's that our ESR, the former DSIR, right? The ESR is the government testing lab that do a lot of work for the police and actually do a lot of work with this substance checking too, with the verification and you know, oversight of the substance checking. So on the one hand, things are kind of changing for them, and the, you know, they're kind of getting behind this harm reduction project. But on the other hand, news in the Fiji village this week is that ESR has been over in Fiji training up the local police, the Fijian police, to be cannabis identifiers so they can better enforce the war on drugs. So here we have our, you know, an offshoot of the New Zealand government, which is ESR, is exporting prohibition to the Pacific. It just seems crazy to be doing that. Why are they off there training them on how to better enforce the war on drugs? It doesn't make sense to me. So maybe they're getting paid for it, you know. Profit-making enterprise for them, perhaps? I'm not sure. Be nice to hear from ESR and know exactly why they think that's helping things.
There wouldn't be some sort of agenda from another country being pushed as well, like some sort of partnership.
If you're going to identify anything, it would be meth or coke or something like that that is actually shipped through the Pacific and that might be on its way to here or, you know, Australia. But, you know, and coming from South America or something. But to train them up specifically as cannabis identifiers, I mean, what's that all about? Interestingly, the cannabis in Fiji came from India, along with the indentured Indian population. They brought their ganja with them. Got to break the monotony of being slaves on those sugar fields.
Oh, man, that's crazy. You'd think they'd grow it in Fiji.
Well, they do.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
yes, good on them. If anyone's tried any Fijian cannabis, be interested to hear too. I've never tried any good stuff, but I've tried some bad stuff from there. And also on the harm reduction tip, and this is probably the last of the news for the week, and that's, and I thought this was very cool, and especially in light of what the Drug Foundation are talking about with the safe consumption spaces, and that's in Vancouver this week. Health Canada gave a charity called High Hopes a medical cannabis permit, you know, the kind that normally go to big corporates and things, or people like me, but they gave High Hopes a medical cannabis permit specifically so that they could distribute medical cannabis to homeless and vulnerable, oppressed, poor, you know, otherwise people at the bottom of the heaps. They could give them medical cannabis for free to discourage them from using opiates or other things that might cause overdoses.
Makes sense.
That's a good idea. I wonder if it'll be successful. I mean,
I'm sure it will be. They've been doing it kind of off the books for the last few years,
right?
And now they've been given them a license to go legal and do it all properly. So yeah, good on them. It's great progressive thinking there, and the kind of thing that we could be doing here.
Text us through to 5395, Chris. Did you see that San Francisco has legalized magic mushrooms, cactus, and a couple of other things?
Yes, I think decriminalized more, the possession and use, and I think Denver did that as well, and there's been a few, maybe Oregon too,
Oregon.
Yeah. mm-hmm. all going on, and coincides, of course, with a lot of research into the, particularly into microdosing,
mm-hmm.
a lot of research into things like anxiety and depression and you know, resetting people's mental health,
mm-hmm.
Done under supervision, of course. And that includes some groundbreaking research right here at the University of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And they even have this little room for people to go and take LSD in. And it's not how I would do it, to be honest, but it's better than on the, as we mentioned on that documentary, that guy sitting in the hospital room, he was just about in a straitjacket, you know, all hooked yeah. up to machines while he took a trip. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
Don't know about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no, it looked much more comfortable and conducive to a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been involved in that, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. It was microdosing LSD out in, you know, your day-to-day life operations. I had maybe 3 lab days, but most of it was out living my life normally as I would and looking for improvement and, you know, just reporting on the experience.
Increases in happiness, motivation, who knows what. All kinds of good things,
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good times.
I had a quarter tab when I climbed Tongariro. Which was really great. It was awesome. My friend was like, "This makes mountain climbing really fun." He was right. It was sick. It was really good. Yeah.
Safety first.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say that.
Yeah.
But your friend was very experienced, obviously.
Oh, very, very experienced.
There we go.
Yes.
And just a quarter. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just
a local mountain guide.
A little accentuating edge on.
Yeah.
Mm. Kids, we're not encouraging it, by the way.
No way.
All right, Chris. Mm. Drug testing at
right
the
now.
Hemp store
yes,
right now
at
till
the hemp
6.
Store, 3 till 6 o'clock, free, confidential, legal, mm-hmm. and then it's next first Thursday up on K Road. We'll be doing it all over again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Cheers.
Do it, man. That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.